The Albion City Council met in regular session Monday night. The council under old business heard from city employee Doug Davis concerning a John Deere 870 tractor that was in need of repair. The tractor was subsequently repaired by the Wabash Valley College Diesel Mechanics Program at no charge to the city. Davis requested that the city compensate the program by purchasing a tool needed by that program. The council approved a purchase of up to $500. The council then heard from two residents on North 6th Street concerning a newly constructed chicken coop that could be in violation of the city's chicken ordinance and the location of the coop to nearby residences. The current application for the coops are not in line with the city's ordinance also. A city worker will examine the coop and area and report their findings to the council at the June meeting. The council had the first reading of the ordinance concerning fiber optic cable installations and the liabilities of the installers. There was some discussion of the raises given out by the council last month, and it was noted that the part-time office worker, Tabitha Hallam, was omitted from the raises. The council voted to give Hallam a 50-cent per hour raise. The old council adjourned, and the incumbent mayor, Wes Harris, was sworn in by city attorney Darren Rice. Harris then swore in new city clerk Dana Atterbury and three incumbent alderpersons, Morgan Bailey, Chris Hodson, and Quentin Spear. Mayor Harris then appointed Jamie Wick as city collector and Mike Judge police chief. Scott Messerol as fire chief. Former fire chief Danny Iverson retired as Albion fire chief after 8 years. Under new business, the council authorized the purchase of a 2025 Ford Interceptor police car from Sutton Ford in Madison, Illinois. The state bid price, $48,012, along with extra equipment, total price, $54,257.79. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.